Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting
Rolling Martin.
From our Washington, D.C. studios, Rolling Martin, good morning.
Good morning, my people. Good morning. You know, Tom, I really, really, really don't try to pick on Detroit, but I try to get out and they keep pulling me back in. Man, now a Wayne County circuit judge, he is going through this hearing that is unbelievable. He is accused. He has admitted to sleeping with a witness in a child support case in his chambers. He's been sexting her. It's unbelievable what's happening with Judge Wade McCreece. So we turn to Rochelle Riley, who is a columnist for the Detroit Free Press there. And Rochelle, this is just crazy. You got Judge Freakazoid.
Roland, one day you will call us about a child who has made a perfect score on the SAT, but today is not that day.
So tell us about this Judge Wade McCree and just what in the world is going on.
Well, as it tends to happen in Detroit, this started with a text message that he sent to an employee last year of his half-naked self. And when it was reported everywhere on television and in the newspaper, he said, "Ain't no shame in my game." And he later proved that to be even truer. A woman who came before him, she wasn't just a witness, she was the plaintiff seeking more child support from her boyfriend. And he sent her a text that, for the most part, said, "Of all the courtrooms and gin joints in the world, you walked into mine." It was a very nasty, I mean, I can't say it all on the radio, but the bottom line is, I'm used to dealing with, you know, half-English-speaking gangs, and then here you walk in. And from that point, they began an affair, having sex in his chambers, in the home of his late mother. And at one point, during this judicial commission to try to decide what to do with him, they said, "Didn't you think that you should pass this case, recuse yourself because you were having an affair with this woman?" And he said, "No, that wasn't on my mind." And they said, "What was on your mind?" He said, "A woman of 24 years my junior."
Now, he's been suspended without pay. So this hearing, this commission, so are they looking to kick him off the bench?
They will either take him off the bench, suspend him. You can do everything to a judge except, you know, like, not pay them. So he will just not be a judge anymore. But the saddest thing is, you know, he's a Wade McCree Jr. Mm. He is the son of one of the most respected judges in Detroit history, which is really sad. This man is not turned over in his grave. He is relocated to a cemetery in another state.
Can you talk about the legacy a little bit about his dad? Because a lot of people have referred to that and what a great man he was and how horrible this is.
This is really terrible. You know, you're talking about the Detroit of the 1940s, 50s, and 60s, where there were no black judges. And he was the first black judge. He was revered. He was a civil rights activist. His name was synonymous with all that is great and good about why Detroit became better for black people. He was one of those people who made it clear to folks, yes, black people are exceptional and superior in some cases, and made life better. And this is what is happening now with his son.
Michelle. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and now his wife has had to come in and testify. So now you've got this becoming a family affair because she learned about the affair, so they questioned her, and now this woman claims that she's pregnant.
Ooh, so the woman who was having the affair with, who was on trial with child support.
Yeah.
And it is assumed or it is known that McCree is the father.
They don't even know whether she's pregnant. They have not yet determined that she's telling the truth. She's testified that she's pregnant. Mm.
Wow.
And there was also some discussion about him bringing his son to this woman's home.
Well, they were everywhere. I mean, he treated this like this was his wife or girlfriend. Mm. So they went everywhere together. She was a part of the family. I mean, everybody was participating except his wife. It's a very, very sad time.
And then what about the scheme to get the wife to call her and
try to convince her
to get an abortion?
Oh yes, they had a 3-way conversation where they talked about that, and the wife was supposed to agree that she would divorce her husband if she got the abortion, which, of course, makes no sense because...
Right.
You know, for scheming women, who would do that? So,
but let's try to apply logic to this.
Here's your next soap opera,
right,
Tyler.
That's trying to find logic in a place where there is no logic.
Oh, so. My goodness.
Here's Tyler's next soap opera. Here comes the judge.
Now, Michelle, if he keeps his job, who in their right mind would would go into a courtroom and let him hear a case that you're involved with?
Besides this woman.
If this were any place but Detroit, I'd say, well, of course he can't keep his job. But we don't know. So he faces censure, suspension, or removal from the bench. And the more he testifies, the more it looks like they will be able to make the case to remove him, even though he now has a doctor who says he suffers from hypomania, which is a condition that is the opposite of depression, that makes you do things that are just unlike you because you're happy.
Your mama call that just crazy.
Most mamas, I don't care where they're from.
Mama didn't need a doctor for that one. Boy, you crazy.
Better get your act together.
So the closing arguments were yesterday, so it'll be about a month before we know the end result of this trial.
If it takes them a month, there is no hope.
You know, Michelle.
Rochelle.
I'm sorry. Rochelle. You know, Rochelle, there should be a rule in Detroit to just stop texting.
We have one. And the people who keep doing it keep getting in trouble.
And breaking the law.
So that is now the law. Don't text. Don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody anything you're doing.
Rochelle Riley, Detroit Free Press, we certainly appreciate it. Thank you for keeping us abreast of the madness in Detroit.
Thanks, Roland. Thanks, Tom. Next time we'll have good news.
All right.
Judge Freakazoid.